Hosted on dimlywit.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
All right, so I have been so fucking off lately. Like, I went out the other night and Sammy's like, I need you to grab Red Bull from my house. Okay, put it in a bag, put it on the counter, left without the Red Bull. Then I get there and on the way, I missed like the exit getting there like three times. Like, it was just everything about it. Then Sammy was like, oh, don't forget to put my keys in my car. Left home with the keys in my purse and had to drive them all the way back. I've been so off. So the other night, I'm coming home from my parents' house and the kids are in the car. It's bedtime. Like, it's literally almost past their bedtime for school. And I get to the door and I'm like, where the fuck are my keys? And I couldn't remember where the fuck my keys were. So I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm ripping my car apart, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden I realize I'm like, I'm gonna have to break into my own house. And remembered, holy shit, remember when I closed that upstairs window, but I didn't lock it? That window up there is still fucking unlocked. So I had to literally hocus pocus the fucking screen. So I used my nail, my acrylic nail, and dragged the nail down the screen of the window to pull the window pane off.
You broke into your own house.
To then lift the window and airlift my fucking daughter into the window
so she can come
downstairs and get us into the house. I could not believe my stress level of getting these kids into bed was like so overwhelming that I was like, what do? I break into the house. I literally broke the screen. So now I have to re-fucking replace the screen. I literally dragged my nail. It was the creepiest thing. Like, you know when Winifred Sanderson like is breaking into the house and she uses her nail to like get into the window?
Who's Winifred Sanderson?
From Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Jessica.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
What an American tragedy.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
You're in time.
You're
out.
Done.
Is that the
probation
one with the three witches?
Yes, bitch. What?
That scares me.
All right, whatever. So I had to like get in. We're going to post a video of like that moment where she's breaking into the house because that's what I did and then got my kids in. The next morning, I come outside. You know that part of your car where the windshield wipers are? It's like a dip between your windshield.
Your keys are
my
there.
My keys are sitting right there.
What does that mean? Does that mean you drove with your keys
I
there?
I drove with them. I left it in my driveway with the keys there. Like, I've been so fucking off. But, like, my panic level to get these kids in the car and then teach my kids how to break into a house. Because my windows, my doors, everything is always locked because I live alone. So I'm, like, always freaked
out. Because you're a human?
Like, well, yeah, but
lock the doors?
No, I know, but like I double check them like OCD because I'm like, oh my God, I'm home by myself with three kids. I can't defend them on my own.
Yeah.
So I'm always fucking triple checking. But one day it was freezing cold. So I was like, oh my God, close this window. And I remember that I didn't lock it. That was our way in. And the way I fucking cheerleader moved Skylar high extension V into the fucking window upstairs, I was so scared.
Does anyone have a backup key? Like, does your mom have a key?
I had their key because I had left, so I've had,
oh,
but it doesn't matter.
God.
My parents would have to have driven an hour down south to come get me into the house. I was like, yo, at this point, I got to fucking find a way in. Like, I don't care if I have to break a window. I'm getting into this house. Like, these kids had to go to bed. There was no way I could wait an hour for my mom to come bring me a key. I almost called, like, the landlord and was like, hi,
yeah.
I need you. But I was like, I'm figuring out another thing. And that was, but I'm telling you, I'm off lately. I think my brain is so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That like I'm literally mom braining like 24/7. I'm not even able to focus on like normal tasks.
It's not good
because we're moving, we're packing, I'm living in shambles, I'm living like out of boxes. I have the three kids at school. I'm like constantly fighting with Jaden of what to wear. She never wants to cooperate in the morning. Julian's now
big
picking
shocker
up on that. And like, if it wasn't for my...
like, Julian's, like, copying her.
Yeah, like,
attitude.
He doesn't want to wear that.
Amazing.
I'm like, you're three and a boy. You should have no fucking opinion on the
just
pants that you wear.
Turn his ears off when Jane's getting ready.
I literally, like, have no choice. I'm going to have to start doing that. He can't pick up her bad habits. Like,
shit.
So the only, I'm like, thank God that Skylar like wasn't scared. Like I literally was like one, two, down, up, high V, my fucking 7-year-old into my upper deck window where my balcony is to jump through the window. I wow. couldn't even believe it.
You know
I
was what's like, so sick? Like Skylar is the kid that jumps in the window, lets mommy in. She's a hero. She's yeah. feeling hero vibes all day. Seriously, if it was you and Jaden and you had thrown Jaden in the window, I'm not sure she would have come back for you.
No, she would have left us out there.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, she would have been banging on the door. I don't know how to open it. And yeah. I'll be like, bro.
Definitely inside burning the house down. Yes. You know that meme where the kid's yes. smiling in front of the burning house?
Yeah, that's like, Jada.
Jaden.
No. Like, Skylar ran down so fast and she's like, it's okay, mommy, we're in. And yeah. I'm like, yo, I was stressing amazing. So hard. And then now I have like PTSD of like checking 3 times that I have my keys in my hand because mm-hmm. I'm like, I can never let this happen again. Like, I was so scared. I was like, we're sleeping outside tonight.
I don't want to discuss on the air, like, leaving your key under your mat, but, like...
No, we don't. I don't do that because I'm, like, always scared someone's going to find it.
I know, that's a terrible idea. Do not do that. I think I highly recommend nobody do that.
Yeah.
Me and Denny were walking down the street the other day, and we literally saw somebody come home and, like, go under their mat and, like, get the key out. And
we're
like,
wow, we're way to be right top secret.
House. Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's not a great idea, but... as
store
a mom with 3 kids, yeah, like, or give it to a neighbor or something like that.
Yeah, I should get my neighbor one.
You're
but I was like
your neighbor.
I have the best neighbor ever, but I was like losing my mind. I couldn't even believe that I was like, all right, think, Tracy, how are we breaking into this house? Like, what's our task here? And then I was like, oh my God, that one window is open. So dragging my nail from like an extension of me hanging off my house. Like, if you could just picture this at 8:30 at night,
I just
when the kids are already an hour and a half past bedtime.
You used your nails as knives.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then I ripped like the window pane off.
See, like, this wouldn't have worked in my parents' house because when Corey was in high school, he would sneak out all the time. And it got to the point that my parents screwed all of the window, like, the screens into the sill. And my mom the other day was, like, cleaning where his room used to be. She was trying to clean the window and was like, why can't I get this fucking thing up?
And then
was like, oh,
I remember we locked him in.
Which also can't be the answer. Like, what if there was a fire? He's locked in his room.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be fine. We're going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't think
he just
break
the window, maybe.
Locking your kids in their bedroom.
Like, he still has the door to go outside.
He still figured out how to sneak out.
There was one time when we were like really, really little. I think he was like maybe 3. That he was in our room and he locked the door and closed it and then couldn't figure out how to unlock the door. Mm-hmm. We had to like call someone to come over and take the door out of the frame and to get him out. And then we were like, dude.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know what's better than an ad break? A beach break. And I know we could all use a getaway right about now. When I want to book a beach vacay, I use CheapCaribbean.com. I'm all about that all-inclusive life. All-inclusive beach vacations means all you can eat, alcohol, and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as beach and night activities, all included when you book at CheapCaribbean.com. I get more food, more drinks, and more fun for less money and less worries. Basically, I get more of what I want and less of what I don't. Cheap Caribbean has great deals on incredible all-inclusive beach vacations throughout the Caribbean, Central America, and Mexico, including Cancun, Jamaica, Los Cabos, Punta Cana, Aruba, and more. Less money, less worry, more beach. Book today at CheapCaribbean.com. Again, that's CheapCaribbean.com. Everyone needs an escape, but those can be hard to come by right now. Enter Dipsy. Let yourself get lost in a world where good things happen and where your pleasure is the only priority. We know the story of boy meets girl, but what about girl meets girl? Or maybe boy meets girl and then they meet another girl? With Dipsy, the stories continue beyond the initial meetup. come hear what happens behind closed doors. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy audio story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios so you feel like you're right there. Listen to stories about hooking up with your hometown crush that you never made a move on, or that coworker you always had a little thing for. Or maybe a story that puts you to bed with someone who's telling you exactly what they'd like you to do. Scandalous. Dipsy releases new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter what you're into or what turns you on. And if you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness stories, sensual bedtime stories, and sound escapes to help you relax before you drift off into your sexual sleep. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of a full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. dipsystories.com/bad examples. Happy dreaming, lovers.
You know that in every house, it's like mandatory that they have like on top of the door pane sill, like that there's always like a spare key to like break into your door.
Hmm. What?
Did you know that? Literally in most houses, I almost think it's every house. If you feel on the top of the door, like the panel on the door where you close, you know, that little what is it called?
The
paneling. Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be like a single key that almost looks like a bobby pin that is literally the key to get the door open in case you accidentally lock it.
I feel like Denny's told me that.
Yeah, it is. There has to be. That's the, because if you have a door, there's no way to get it open from the inside. You're screwed. Right. They have to give you a door lock. Like when their doors are installed in houses, they give you that key. I bet if we go upstairs, we'll find it.
No, I learned how to open the lock with my nails, so.
Oh, well, I mean, usually I use like a bobby pin and like Brooklyn the shit out of this, but but then like my mom was like, yeah, there's always a key, and she's right. So one time my daughter got locked in and I'm like, it's fine, don't worry. And I literally went found the key on top, and she was out in seconds.
This was back in the 90s.
They always, like, if you have a lock on a door, like a lot of times they didn't have locks on bedroom doors, but like at my parents' house, there's zero locks. So I was like, fuck, like. But at my house,
zero locks.
No doors were getting locked at my parents' house. Where I grew up, like, there were no locks on the doors. Your parents wanted to come in, they came in your room. Like,
yeah, where we are right now, when we moved in, the master bedroom didn't have a lock on the door. So I switched the handle with another room in the house because I was like, there's no fucking way I'm not going to be able to lock my door. If we're having sex, nobody's coming in this room.
Like, yeah. Fun fact, I will not pee in a bathroom that doesn't have a lock on it.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't.
I won't pee in a public bathroom.
You just peed in a bathroom with a door that has no handle.
I fucking don't care.
I skeeve public bathrooms. So
but you're, you pee standing up.
I don't use public bathroom.
To piss?
So where do you pee outside? Boy Scout it?
Do you not want
people to see your wiener?
No, I just like... It's,
you don't want people to see it's your
It's like
wiener.
Unclean. Even where I am right now in New York, like they're four roommates or whatever, and I feel like uncomfortable because it's almost like a communal bathroom.
Oh, like a college bathroom.
I bought shower flip flops and shit. I was like, this is just uncomfortable. Other people's bathrooms skeeved me out.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like we need to get therapist Nikki.
Yeah,
on
there's got to be some subtitle to that.
I think it's germs. Like,
yeah,
that's
you're
the
germaphobe.
Thing.
It just, like, I guess I'm like irritated by it because I'm so jealous that you have a wiener and that you can just go into the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
if I had one complaint,
like, you don't have to physically sit on a toilet seat and like squat and put fucking paper down.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
the Meg
the
in the knees challenge.
It's
right there.
It's horrific.
I'm telling you, you want a Meg in the knees challenge? That shit is
Yeah, definitely get pregnant and then try to pee in a public restroom because it's not fun.
Dude, if I do, get hell pregnant? Yeah, I'm getting so much money.
I would just love a wiener to do that.
I would love a wiener for so many reasons. I just like would like to experience it one time.
I would love for this to happen so that the two of you would understand calling it a wiener is so uncomfortable.
I don't. I'm mirroring Jessica. Usually I would call it anything else. I skeeve the word. Like we call it a brujol in my family.
Can you please take her saying wiener and give me a thing so I can play it like please whenever don't. I want?
Oh, do you want me to make a ringtone of it?
Yes.
Please, I can change it out and put it in some music. So we have two. We can do two. We can have wiener.
And yeah, then
we
I
can
like
have
it.
Penetration.
Wiener.
That's like my favorite thing ever. I want it to penetrate. I want it to go off when I get attacked. It's penetration every 2 seconds.
Oh my god. Yeah, so
penetration every 2 seconds. The name of Tracy's I'm sex loving tape.
That. Everything about that I love.
Well, all right. So, lesson. What have we taken away from this episode, baddies?
Hide a key.
Hide a key. Give it to your neighbor.
And I usually have so many keys with me. That day, I just ran out so fast, and I wasn't thinking about it. When I came home, I was like, fuck.
I think the lesson is check the front of your car for your keys.
I mean, or just not be an idiot and remember where you put shit.
Trey, I feel bad that you're scatterbrained right now.
I am. I'm so off lately. Yeah. It's so weird. I'm going through something.
It's okay.
Clearly.
Yeah, it's just a phase. You'll get better. Get better.
I might have to hold this one until after you move so that people don't hear, hey, Tracy's got a hide a key and all of her stuff is in boxes ready to get taken out.
Don't worry. It's the easiest theft you'll ever do in your life. Everything's packed up, ready to take.
Someone's going to see it and be like, oh, she hired movers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure everyone wants Tracy's stuff. It's like pink cheetah print, like
Barbie.
Yeah, like, yeah. You
someone's
steal
gonna
her
see
shit
it and be like, "What in the early 2000s is this?
What
shit?
What in the Guidetteville is happening?
What
here?
In the Guidetteville? Pink boa.
Yeah, fur boots, hairspray cans.
You fucking take a box at her house and you get pulled over. The cop is gonna think weird
something's,
things of you.
Yeah, something's going.
That's not actually, that you stole other things.
That's how they're gonna find out who stole it. There's gonna be feathers just leading to the crime. Yeah. Like Hansel and Gretel with pink boa.
I can't.
Well, Trey, I hope you. I hope our next update you are in a better headspace, a better place.
I mean, thanks.
I mean, good luck. All right, baddies, this is the bonus you get because you supported us on Patreon. So what do? We're going to thank you personally, whether your name is good, bad, or ugly. I'm going to thank you.
Oh, I got the list of names. Holy shit.
So
who's ready?
If you want to hear your name on the show, go to patreon.com/badexamples.
And then you could be like Jennifer Watts.
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 I think we've discussed this before. I had to freak out like whip, cool whip.
Yeah, whip.
Watts. Okay. Angela.
Angela, are you okay? Angela, is you okay? Angela. Did you just seizure?
I think I did. I wasn't ready. Angela.
What the fuck?
Also known as Angela.
Angela.
Oh, Lancon. Angela Lancon.
I Canetti. Oh, my God.
I've got a book for you. It's
we are now searching for
Run.
A new host. So if you would like to be part of Bad Examples, please DM us.
Go, if your name
going.
Is
someone say her name properly, please.
Angela Iconetti.
Wow. It's a pretty name. I butchered it.
Butchered?
If your name is Angela, reach out to us, please.
Please. You're going to get a special award for enduring that pain. Nicolette English.
Can't speak English, but it's fine. Kellen. Right?
Yeah. What's the last name?
Holly.
Great. You're doing great. Brianna House.
Alan, why are you staring at me?
He's waiting for
Shayna
you to fuck
Caruso.
Out. Christina Marie Moody. Moody. If it's Moody, I'll be
She's
real
a moody
happy.
Ass bitch.
Yeah, what a moody ass bitch.
Jonica. Jonica?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, her dad's name is John, and they were like,
Monica.
But make it Jonica.
Yeah.
Jonica Hendrickson.
Charlotte Fisher. I love that name so much.
Tara Palladino.
Mm-hmm. Denise Rodriguez.
D-Ro.
Jennifer Chavez.
Yo, we get some of these names. Jennifer I feel Chavez. Like we've definitely shot out a girl out before on Patreon.
We love Jennifer Chavez.
Taylor.
Sarah Taylor.
Tara.
More. More of Tara.
The H is silent.
How do I get Quetzalbel?
We've done this list. I know Quetzalbel Corrique. I remember Quetzalbel Corrique.
I remember it went to your favorites. Are you sure we didn't do this list before?
You going Bella.
Wait, okay.
Mella
Bella.
Oh, shit. Gabriella Baquero.
Cynthia Moroquin.
Angelique.
Marissa Casey.
Misty Nandala.
Yeah, because we said that we knew a Misty. Misty and Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa LaBella. I love that name so much.
Nabeth Morano.
What about Brianna Antonio? You just jumped right over her, said, nah, fuck that bitch.
Sorry, I got
Morano. You got excited about Nabeth.
Yo, you're not a Moran, you're a Morano.
A Moreno.
You just can't read.
Humble the Hustler.
Humble the Hustler. I definitely read this list before.
Yeah, I know Dylan Pandorf.
Yeah.
And Tara Dragon. Yeah, we did this.
We
Alan.
Did this. Amanda Baumgartner. Diana. Alex F.
Hold on. Hanan. I'll send a new list then.
Majapetsa. Are you sure it's a new list?
I'm sweating.
I thought M
Lord. I remember M Lord.
Okay. God damn it. There's so many fucking names that
we did do this list. We did because I said I liked Aspen. Alan, and Christensen is a family name.
Whatever you do, can you leave the beginning of this on, please? That is so good.
Ochoa Gwakari. We couldn't fucking deal with that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Scorpion
Ochoa.
Girl. I remember this list.
Yo, you think that you guys are just names on paper to us, but we remember
the icons.
Hashtag never forget Quetzalcoatl Corrique.
I'm deceased.
Alan thought we would forget Quetzalcoatl. Hashtag never.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
All right, we're gonna start with Aleroskin.
We're doing this again, baddies. Aleroskin. It's almost like if your name was Aleforskin.
I like it. I'm down for both names.
Leah,
Jessica Mustachia Martins.
Wow, Mustachia.
Mustachia.
I would love to be Jessica Mustachia.
Yeah. Mustachia. Is it Mustachia or Mustachia?
It's Mustachia. Okay. Hey, I like your Mustachia, eh?
Tiffany Wright.
Amanda C. Rocco.
You always skip people. Ashley Parker Crompton.
Sorry. Sorry, Miss Crompton. Olivia Toomey.
Olivia
Toomey.
Ashley Wallenhorst. That's she's famous. Or she's rich. She's a fucking trust fund baby.
She's a Wallenhorst.
They're definitely Wallenhorst.
Like, oh, that Wallenhorst family. Yeah. Brandy.
Oh, like the
she
celebrity.
Beat Monica, by the way. Go.
Crystal Ramirez.
Susan.
Gabrielle Urena. You're out of here.
You're out of here. Lindsay LaBasse.
LaBasse. Jessica.
I'm all about LaBasse. No trouble. No, okay.
Kayla Marie. Go ahead.
Natalie Gallerano.
Jocelyn.
Lilianth Carrasco.
That's like Lilith.
It's pretty.
Ashley.
Jane Love, porn star.
Porn star name. Donna Lee Oriema.
Stephanie Motiel.
Stacy Alfonso.
Dana.
Just Dana. Nicole Fernandez.
Daisy Dollfeet.
Oh, another porn star for sure.
Daisy Dollfeet.
Lauren.
Victoria Plakopidas.
Obviously not Greek. Obviously not Greek. Paige Creed.
Jamie Lauren.
Yolanda Tejeda.
Yolanda Veres.
Yolanda Tahara.
Noelle Germana.
Jenny Esposito.
Madison Corbin.
Lisa Manley.
No. CS?
No CS? No siesta.
No siesta.
Jenny Maxwell.
Bernice.
Kenz.
Lauren Lasponara.
Lassa Panara.
Whatever.
SG.
Lauren Trischacci.
Trischetti. Gina Burke.
Trischacci. Alejandra.
Tiana.
Jordan Pink Eye.
Pinnock. Knackers Ashley. You sure it's not Ashley Knackers? Check out the knackers on that bitch.
Shit. Elizabeth. All right.
Che. Chehere Gosha.
Elizabeth Chehere Gosha.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's Elizabeth Chehere Gosha.
Wow, a savior.
It looks like she has a hairy Gosha.
Oop.
Oh my God.
Kaylin B.
Victoria Sanchez.
Destiny Ray.
Rachel Heckman.
Sal CC Aguilar.
Sonia Rodriguez.
Erin Considine.
Christina.
Marissa Fortuna.
Fortuna Major. Jordan Aguilar.
Victoria Koshiyama.
Cecilia.
Brianna Baird.
Well, that's a wild name.
Yeah.
Look at that on paper.
I know.
I like it.
It's confusing.
Tiffany Sirico.
Amanda. Karina.
Gianna Donatello.
Gianna Donato.
Tiffany Smith.
Carly Caballero.
Brina.
Audria Garcia.
Audra Garcia. Adriana Fernandez.
Stassi Velez.
Nick. Tori Liguori. No way.
Tori Liguori.
Tori Liguori.
Are you guys fucking with us?
I got a pound of mortadella for Tori Liguori. Cindy DeMota.
Tori Liguori, you're
Make
our number
sure next
one
time
right
you
now.
Come here, you bring your friend Cindy DeMota.
Larissa Sofardo.
Marisol.
Lucy Miranda.
Sarah Harris.
Soraya Piergrossi.
Soraya Piergrossi.
Soraya, sis.
Soraya. Michaela Adonasio.
Tatiana Lang.
Megan Jackson.
Angelica. There's that name. Angelica Nicole.
Antonella Kearns.
That's how you spell Angelica.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It wasn't spelled like that the first time.
It was Angela.
Oh.
You said Angela. What the fuck? Angela.
Nicole.
Brianna Pano.
Brianna Pano. Brianna Pano.
Pano.
Kim.
Sorry.
Izzy Lou.
Victoria. Jennifer. Maria.
Megan Herrera.
Shelby Sweet. Porn.
She'll be sweet.
She'll be sweet.
You can ask her. She'll be sweet.
She's going out with Ben Dover. You didn't know?
Jennifer De Rosa Mercadante.
Mercadante, but okay. Megan Flanagan.
The confidence I had in that one. You took out in a second. Shireen Ashley. We're back with M-Lord.
M-Lord be back. Valerie, Courtney, Casey, Cassie, Caitlin, Julianne.
Josie Reese.
Tiffany Lynn.
Camille W.
Cassandra Rollin.
Jennifer Rodriguez.
Ashley Silva.
Natasha Romano.
Josie Reese.
I don't know where we are. Gina McKay.
Camille W.
Tracy is like reading up on the ones that...
Because I skipped them all before. And
all right.
I'm lost.
We've done all of these.
We're on Valerie Rosales.
Valerie Rosales.
Rosales.
We did Abby Alexis Tanny.
Where are you? I don't see
this. Tara Vogel.
Tara
Vogel.
I'm at Tara Vogel. Sammy Romotolis.
Okay, you skipped Natasha Romano.
I did her already.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Tosh?
Lauren Cordovez.
Mallory.
Erin Forgardi.
Katy Cavallone.
Katie.
She's like Provolone.
Okay, Katie Covallone. Bianca Pereca.
Gina McKay.
Ariana Cisneros.
Cisneros. Lindsay Hall.
Vanessa Murphy.
Christina Chavez.
Alexandria.
Alyssa Spaulding.
Jen Morgan.
Stephanie Gilbertson.
Stephen Hale.
Thank you for your husband for paying for Patreon. Christina Lidani.
Ariana Abram.
Eve Safari.
Maria Lagarda.
Oh, Maria Lagarda. I have to say the winner of this batch is Tori Liguori.
Tori Liguori.
I love you, Tori.
It's our favorite. Tori Liguori.
If you want your name bitchered.
You want yours bitchered? Come through.
If you want your name butchered by Jessica and Tracy, go to patreon.com/badexamples and sign up for any tier. And we promise we're going to mess it up.
Yay.
Yay, Tori Liguori. Becky Balake.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Angela. Fucking piece of shit you are.
That's the first name. The first name I get.
You don't know Angela?
Angela something.
Angela.
I'm she like, reads
what?
It as
what are you saying?
Spout rune.
That was fucking painful, to be honest. Are we done?
Hosted on dimlywit.com.